Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Behind the Headlines, where tonight we'll be getting the latest on that massive sinkhole which has appeared in Wales.
We had a phone call first thing early hours in the morning to say there's a disaster up here. So I thought my mother-in-law, she'd prone to exaggeration. When I got up here, she wasn't exaggerating at all.
We'll be looking at why a new bright pink fleet of taxis is being launched in Bradford.
Now that I'm on my own, I thought, right, perfect, I can do this now.
And I'll also be speaking to our reporter in North Yorkshire about those 2,000 pies that have gone missing. That's all included in tonight's episode, where we're lifting the news curtain on some of the stories we've been covering today across the UK with me, your host, Louise Easton, on Tuesday, the 3rd of December, 2024. First, we're looking at the issue of stalking as the government's unveiled plans to give victims better protection. That includes the right to know the identity of their online stalker. Figures suggest around 1 in 7 people in England and Wales aged 16 or over have at some point been a victim of the crime. Richard Spinks' daughter, Gracie, was killed by her stalker near Chesterfield back in 2021. Our reporter, Chris Davis-Smith, has been to meet him.
So, Richard, when Labour got into power, they pledged to really crack down on violence towards women and girls. And we've seen overnight changes to the law that are potentially going to give more powers to victims. What's your assessment of what's been proposed here?
Well, obviously a new government, they obviously want to make waves and make changes, and they've jumped on this straight away within a few months. So I'm really pleased about the 6 new stalking measures that have been put forward. From Gracie Spink's story, going forward with what we want to achieve, this is a step in the right direction. There's still a lot more to do, but we're hopeful about the future, and obviously we'll be monitoring that.
The right to know seems to be one of the key takeaways from all this for people who are being stalked online who may have no idea about that whatsoever. This could be a game changer in that sense, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The right to know law, which will come into operation, is fantastic step forward, and it will please a lot of people that I've been dealing with over the last few years, that there'll be available to them that information, that data on the person that's possibly stalking them. It's a massive step forward, and I can't believe that it's in place, so really pleased about that.
We've spoken a number of times over the years since Gracie's tragic death. Do you feel now that gradually the momentum is sort of changing to be in favour of with the victims as opposed to those committing the crimes?
Yeah, I think victims prior to Gracie's case particularly were maybe afraid to go to the police, that they wouldn't be taken seriously or wouldn't be investigated as it should have been. So Gracie's case has, I think, opened the door for victims to feel safer with the police and feel like they're going to be listened to and not sort of go the other way, like in favour of the perpetrator. So we're delighted about that. And the stalking protection orders as well, the new rule says that they can be put in place much quicker, much easier to apply for. The amount that have been actually used over the last few years is negligible. It's minimal. Hopefully that will change now, because they'll be much easier to put in place and enforce.
Still to come on Behind the Headlines, we're going to be looking at the measures pubs are going to in Devon to stop drink drivers in a UK first. And of course, we'll have a pie update from North Yorkshire. But first, a drug smuggling gang who hid almost £200 million worth of cocaine destined for London in bananas have been jailed. That's the sound of the arrest taking place at a warehouse in the capital after the Class A's were seized by border officials in Portsmouth in 2021. At the time, it was the UK's largest haul of the drugs, with the 5 men being sentenced to 116 years in jail. Our reporter in London, Claire Bode, caught up with John Coles from the National Crime Agency outside the Old Bailey.
Hopefully it sends a very clear message to those who are engaged in this type of activity that they will get caught in the end. That's both those in London who will be dealing this cocaine on the streets, but also those who come from foreign parts such as Albania and Bulgaria. The criminals who are involved in this, don't come to Britain, because we will catch you.
And I mean, when you hear the total street value of the drugs found, I mean, it's hard to imagine. I mean, how large of a seizure was this?
It was a massive seizure at the time. It's one of the biggest ever. that then would have been broken down, sent out to gangs across London, and each of those gangs then would have made their own profit. But it then reaches street level, and that's when you start to get the violence, the stabbings, the shootings, the inter-gang rivalry that we see reported on the news most evenings.
How disruptive are you hoping that this sentencing, but also these criminals being caught, is?
At the time, it would have had a significant impact, because that amount of drugs arriving in the UK didn't get to the streets. Hopefully now the message will be, don't even bother trying, because we will catch you. But we've got ongoing activity at the moment, ongoing operations. So if there's people out there now who think they're safe, they won't be, because we're after them. We are determined to try and rid the streets of the type of activity that basically leads to shootings and stabbings, because that's the bottom line.
We've got an update from Merthyr Tydfil Council after a massive sinkhole opened up on a residential street in Pant. 29 homes have been evacuated from the Welsh town, with officials saying it's the result of a huge amount of rocks and material that washed down the mountain during Storm Bert. Our reporter Jess Payne is on the Nant Morley's estate.
Just behind me, the hole, several metres wide and eating into someone's driveway, is now behind barriers and tape. Today, residents unsure of their next steps are coming round to pick up essentials. I found Gareth Jones outside his mother-in-law's house, unsure when she'll be allowed back. His arms were full of her Christmas presents and wrapping paper.
Our concern was getting Lillian, my mother-in-law, out of the house for safety, because they wanted it evacuated. So we've done that, and she's staying with us for the time being. But all the other poor residents, yeah, a lot of them are elderly. They've had nowhere to go. A lot of them are in bed sits and so forth.
Brent Carter is the leader of Merthyr Tydfil Council.
We've had two landslips up behind the mountain, which have come down, brought a load of stone down and crashed through and broke the culvert in the Nant Morley's area over there.
The council add their priority is keeping people safe and hope to see most people moving back in by the end of the week.
And a woman's launching a taxi firm in Bradford aimed at women and children passengers in the hope it makes them feel safer. Amberie Nowers launched Pink Ladies Taxis just over a year ago in Skipton and is now expanding into Bradford. Our senior reporter Katie Lyons has more on this.
Amberine says she got the idea after moving up north and not feeling comfortable sending her daughter in a taxi.
As I've moved up here, as that now a single parent, didn't feel my daughter was safe with anybody.
It'll be driven by women, and the priority customers will be women and children. Amberine tells me for somewhere like Bradford, where it's a very diverse community, there's very few women of South Asian, Muslim, Pakistani background taking up these roles.
It's not the in thing, really. So now that I'm on my own, I thought, right, perfect, I can do this now.
They'll be launching the Bright Pink Fleet in January.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Now, with Christmas round the corner and lots of festive drinks being planned, in a UK first, pubgoers in Devon can now breathalyse themselves before getting behind the wheel. The idea was developed by two brothers from Belgium after their gran was killed by a drunk driver. Our chief reporter there, Andrew Kay, volunteered to go to the pub for us for this one.
Well, this touchscreen machine in front of me looks a little bit like an arcade game, except it gives out straws rather than prizes, and the straws fit into a hole in the machine, and I blow into it. Wait a minute, and then it tells me if I'm safe to drive or not. In fact, it's a clear yes or no, rather than a score, to stop the temptation to get as close to the limit as possible. Maxence Jacques de Monsings came up with the idea after being appalled by the number of drink drivers they were seeing even after their gran was killed.
And I was quite shocked to see friends, people drinking and driving, and I realised that we needed to do something.
I'm at the Mill on the X pub in Exeter, which is run by St Austell Brewery, and depending on the success of this machine, police tell me they're looking to trial it across Devon and Cornwall from next summer. Stuart Beveridge is from the pub here, which is one of 200 across the two counties which offer free soft drinks during December to designated drivers.
We care about our customers, staff care. It's the people that are at the forefront of our business.
Across the region, almost 2,000 people were arrested for drink driving last year. Steve Kimberley lost both his young children in a crash, which was caused by a drunk driver while on their way home from watching Plymouth Argyle play. He's backing anything that stops people drinking and then getting behind the wheel.
Nobody wants to outlive their kids. If he hadn't have drunk so much alcohol, my kids would still be here. I'd have grandkids.
This year, across the southwest, police have already caught almost 1,500 people drink driving, something officers tell me is still far too high.
2,500 pies destined for York Christmas markets have been stolen from a Michelin-starred chef. Our reporter Ellie Kumar has been following this story. Ellie, can you tell us exactly what happened?
Well, the pies were made by North Yorkshire-based Tommy Banks, who has a stall at the Christmas market. And his team had loaded their van with £25,000 worth of stock ready to go before discovering on Monday morning the van and all the pies had been stolen. Tommy then shared a video on Instagram saying he understands the pies are gone for good, but is devastated by the thought of all the food going to waste. He's directly urging the thieves to at least do the right thing.
We can't do anything with these pies because they've got my name written all over them. So can you drop them off somewhere? Like drop them off at like a community centre or somewhere, and at least someone could eat them. Someone who needs them could eat them. I know you're a criminal, but maybe just do something nice because it's Christmas.
And to everyone else, he's warning people to be on the lookout.
If you're out there and someone offers you some pies and it's not me, they're stolen, and tell the police.
Meanwhile, in his Instagram post, Mr. Banks also said he hopes the thieves don't get any Christmas presents this year.
And the police now are involved in this saga, aren't they? What's the latest on the case?
Yes, so North Yorkshire Police have been investigating, saying they were alerted to the theft near Ripon yesterday morning and knew the van had been taken at some point since the 29th of November. They then discovered the van itself had been abandoned with fake number plates in Middlesbrough and was recovered by neighbouring Cleveland Police over the weekend, who they're now working with to try and track down the culprits. Unfortunately for Tommy and York's market goers, the whereabouts of the pies themselves have not been discovered.
Thanks, Ellie. Let's turn our attention from pies to football now. Last night's third round draw for the oldest national football competition in the world has thrown up a few gems. There are some incredible David and Goliath contests to look forward to in the FA Cup and a potential family reunion. With more, here's our sports reporter, Henry Winter.
While the headline clash might appear to be holders Manchester United's trip to record 14-time winners Arsenal, non-league Tamworth might disagree. The lowest-ranked team left in the competition will host Premier League side Tottenham, which has been described as a dream by their goalkeeper, Salford, who are in the third round for the first time, and co-owned by Manchester United legends including Gary Neville, Paul Scholes and David Beckham, travel to Manchester City. Everton winger Ashley Young says a potential match against his 18-year-old son Tyler when the Toffees welcome Peterborough United is a goosebumps moment. Elsewhere, it's an all-Yorkshire tie at Elland Road as Harrogate Town take on Leeds United, and former Newcastle United goalkeeping coach Andy Woodman will take his side Bromley up to St James's Park. The games are currently scheduled to take place on Saturday, the 11th of January.
And staying with football, a Scotland fan who walked from Hampden to Munich for the Euros is being nominated for FIFA's Fan of the Year Award. Craig Ferguson from Paisley was raising money and awareness for men's mental health and says he's still getting his head around the news. Our senior sports reporter Andrew McLean has more on this one.
When you think of FIFA honouring the best football figures in the world, you think of the likes of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. But this year, it could be the turn of Scotland supporter Craig Ferguson. He's been nominated for Fan of the Year at the FIFA Best Awards after walking from Hampden Park to Munich for the Euros in the summer in aid of men's mental health. Hundreds greeted him at the finish line. It means he could be rubbing shoulders with some of the biggest stars in the world at the ceremony, and it's still sinking in.
It's such a surreal feeling, to be honest. I mean, the FIFA Best Awards, this is like a ceremony that, you know, I've watched since I was, you know, young, and seeing sort of the football and elites be nominated for things like this and me watching and to be included in that list in some capacity is just a dream come true. When I seen that I was nominated for it, I had to sort of wipe my eyes and refresh the page a million times just to check that that was actually me.
Craig says the summer proved to be life-changing for him, and he's continued his pursuit of helping others.
I've continued my work with Brothers in Arms, the men's mental health charity, all throughout and since coming back. I've actually recently been made an official ambassador for the charity, which is such an honour as well.
You'll find out next month whether he's won the top prize.
For more on these stories, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels, and be sure to come back again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.